Roadshow.com.
So, Kelly, I already know the answer that you're going to say, but I'm going to ask you anyways, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever gotten revenge on an ex?
No, I wouldn't call it revenge. I caught an ex in confirming that he indeed was cheating, courtesy of a three-way call started by the other woman.
Yeah, but you didn't, like, go out and slash his tires or carry Underwood his headlights.
Right. I don't do that.
Exactly.
I'm just like, all right.
I'm right.
Crying rug, arbor mist, cookie dough. That's my recipe.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell me what revenge story is more brutal here, because we have a couple quick stories of women that are trending right now and how they both did it when they found out, all right?
First, which is worse, okay. Yeah,
we go to England for this one, okay?
Oh, across the pond.
Yeah, jolly old England, and a woman by the name of Meg, she got on Twitter after her ex liked her on a dating app 4 years after he ghosted her and just disappeared.
Oh, wow, this is very similar to a situation we had this week.
Yeah, so she just liked him back. And then sent him a message and said she has a 4-year-old kid he might want to meet. Now, just so we're not confused, she doesn't actually have a kid. We don't know if he's responded to it or just ghosted her again.
Oh, that's savage. When you are making up imaginary kids.
Mm-hmm.
That you say he's the daddy of, that is, that's a special level of psycho, I feel like.
Yeah, implying, okay, so that is woman number one, okay?
Okay.
Woman number two, this one may even be more diabolical, though, okay?
Really? Okay.
All right, so this woman on TikTok split up with her boyfriend a few years ago, back in 2016, all right? So for 5 years, she's been getting back at her ex by flooding his email with spam.
Oh! Wow, that does have some hang time.
Yep.
If she's still at it 5 years later.
Yeah, here's how she did it. Every time a website or an app requires an email address to get through a paywall, for example, she uses his email. So he just gets more and more newsletters and alerts that he never signed up for and has
and
no idea
why.
Right, exactly. So, which one
I
do
don't
you
know.
Think?
See, there's a couple of different factors. I mean, this one, she's still tormenting him 5 years later, which, all right, at some point we need to move on. That is really,
yeah, you need to bury the hatchet.
That's a level crazy right there. But then the first one made up an imaginary kid, so this guy might think he's a dad when he's not.
So which one's more brutal?
It's really hard to measure because one is just kind of like really, I mean, it's a lie. It's a really big lie. It's really, really, really big lie. But then this one has just been going on forever, and will she ever stop?
Yeah, I think Meg, the first one, is more brutal in my mind. As a guy, I'm thinking if I even think that I have a kid that I don't know for 4 years, that is wicked. So I'm
absolutely. And then what if he starts like wanting to send her child support? And then what if she takes it?
Well, okay. Well, let's not get that far. But but I'm going to go ahead and just say number one was the more brutal. So anyways, there you go. Little game there for you.
That was fun.
Yeah, fun little game here this morning on 99.7 DJX. Happy Father's Day.